Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. Patco is scrambling after the Chinese plant that makes its Freedom Fare card suddenly shut down because of the coronavirus outbreak. Delaware River Port Authority CEO John Hansen says he used his emergency executive power to authorize spending $37,000 to buy 10,000 cards from a firm in the UK right away.
We believe that with the action that we've taken, the availability of Freedom cards will continue uninterrupted.
Hansen says Patco only has 500 Freedom cards left.
We have not run out of Freedom cards at this point. We have Freedom cards, although the supply is small and dwindling.
The shipment of 10,000 cards is expected to arrive on Friday. Hansen says that should be sufficient to supply Patco for about 6 months. The man at the center of the high-profile Rittenhouse stabbing case back in court Wednesday morning pleading guilty in a previous bike theft case. Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson explained.
Michael White admitted to the judge he used bolt cutters to steal a University of Pennsylvania police bike in November of 2017, more than 6 months before the Rittenhouse stabbing death of Sean Skellinger. The bike had a GPS tracking device, which is how cops found it, a few blocks away on Penn's campus with White and two others. White was first placed in a court diversion program because it was the first time he was arrested. But because of his arrest in the Skellinger case, charges were reinstated.
The judge sentenced White to 2 years probation with 1 year to run concurrent with his tampering with evidence conviction in the Skellinger case. Police in Bend, Salem taking an interesting approach to crack down on drivers who ignore the flashing lights on school buses. Officers will ride on the buses and radio to a trail car to pull over drivers who speed through the lights. Public Safety Director Fred Harron says they have zero tolerance.
Our judge is not going to put up with this nonsense. If you do this and you put kids' lives at risk, you're going to lose your license.
Anyone who is caught could face a $250 fine and a 60-day suspension of their license. Just last week, a 12-year-old girl was hit while crossing Ben Salem Boulevard to get on the bus. Police say they arrested a man who stabbed a woman at a SEPTA concourse in Center City Tuesday night. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story from 15th and JFK.
Police say this all started with a fight between the man and woman who frequent the concourse here by City Hall. SEPTA police say this was not a random attack. The two knew each other. Police say the guy stabbed the woman in the leg and then ran off. Officers used a tourniquet to stop the bleeding. Medics rushed the victim to the hospital, and police say she's expected to be okay.
Police say they found and arrested the suspect in Love Park. A Montgomery County doctor is sentenced to 4 years in prison for illegally prescribing opioids to dozens of patients. 66-year-old Spiro Cassis of Plymouth Township pleaded guilty today to 14 counts of distributing controlled substances outside the course of professional practice and without a legitimate medical purpose. Authorities say Cassis operated a prescription pill mill from his offices in East Thornton Township and Scranton. It was those offices, they say, he sold medically unnecessary prescriptions of oxycodone and other opioid drugs. The U.S. attorney says Cassis saw about 45 patients a day and sold each of them prescriptions for approximately $200 cash. The impact on the Pennsylvania lottery of machines known as games of skill, one of the top issues on the minds of state lawmakers. Here's KYW Harrisburg Bureau Chief Tony Romeo.
The games of skill may look like they are lottery machines, but actually they compete with them. The director of the state lottery tells lawmakers that a quarter of all lottery retailers now have at least one skill machine, cutting in to scratch off lottery sales by more than $200 million and profits by about $50 million. Legislation clarifying the legal status of the skill games has been introduced. Republican State Senator Gene Yaw says taxing them instead of putting them out of business might be a better deal.
Every 2 years, the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board offers grants to fund programs that discourage and reduce underage and dangerous drinking. LCB Press Secretary Sean Kelly says applications are being accepted now.
The grants are up to $20,000 a year, up to 2 years.
Kelly says the money is used for a wide range of programs.
We have agencies who bring in tried and true programs from outside the area. We have law enforcement agencies that will conduct additional checkpoints and drunk driving programs.
The deadline to apply is noon on Friday, March 20th. That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.